shot in the sukkim to know the difference between a nida and a zava, although we're not going to spend too much time on it because it's really not our main theme, and it's the mice, it doesn't really matter too much. Although perhaps we'll find one isolated case where it may really matter, even the dina. How do you calculate nida zava? So there's a machlok between the Rambam and everybody else. Everybody else assumes that once a woman becomes a zava, that's it, she's a zava forever until she goes shiva nikiyim. And then there's a possibility of becoming a nida all over again. It's inconceivable to switch from nida to zava, from zava to nida, I should say, just like this, middle of nowhere, you were zava, and next, boom, you're a nida. It's inconceivable. Well, after once you get rid of the status of zava, you start nida all over again. According to the Rov Rishonim, it goes 7-11, that's true. And once you're in the status of ziva 11, it goes forever. Until you go to the mikveh. And then next time you see after going to the mikveh, it's day one again, no matter when it is. The clock stops ticking at 18. 7-11. Okay, see, 3 days within those 11 years of a gadola. And then we start again. Goes to the mikvah, starts again. And then again, a number of 18. You can't go past 18. That's when the numbers stop. Because then the Rambam also holds the numbers stop, but in the other way. 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. So you're a zava one day, and then all of a sudden you turn around, you're a nida. Just like this. Why? Well, it's now day 19. Even though you were still bleeding, never went to the mikvah, suddenly you become a nida all over again. So chapilei ployim seems to be against the pashup shah in the Gemara that we saw last week on Thursday, afternoon, dalet amud aleph. But the Gemara keeps talking there about mishameshes revia yomer bitoch avches yomim. That means 7 of 28. So the pshat is as follows. She keeps she has this habit. So Chazal explained as follows. She's 7 and 7, 7, whatever it be. So she's the first 7 days. Then she is a nida. Good. But then she's Buteras Levaila from day 8 through day 14. Because, you know, nida is only 7 days altogether. Good. Now she sees 15, 16, 17, and a few more days. That makes her into what? A Zava Gadola. And the fact that she's clean from 21 to 28. Is of no use, because as soon as that time is over, bingo, she starts seeing again on day one. What's going on? So she's going to always be muteris, and then it's going to start all over. So Pekitzes, what's going to happen is, every single month, she's going to be muteris, day 8 through 14. So they go over and over and over again. So it's a recurring cycle. However, according to the Rambam, it's just not going to work. Why? It'll work for the first month, okay. But the Pashup Shad Nigmara keeps repeating and repeating. So therefore, it's just not going to work. The Be'iri says that it only works for the first month. But that's not the Pashup Shad Nigmara. It sounds like it's a recurring theme over here. But the Be'iri, the defender of the Rambam, says it only means the first month. The Rashba talks about it a little bit as well. Is there a Rashba here? There was a Rashba here. No? Wasn't he asked last week? Not here? Okay, good. We'll have to say quarter by heart. Fine. The Nitziv, as I started reading to you on Thursday, has quite a remarkable interpretation, which will help defend Shitas HaRambam. He claims that it's a machlokas atanoim. Now, if you look, we saw the Gemara last week, but let's take a look at this in the Rif this time around. Well, the Rif quotes the machlokas. The Rif quotes the machlokas, and there's a very strange comment that he makes. It's strange on many grounds. We'll start the riff on page Gimel Amud Beis, about the a little less than halfway down the wide lines. V'haydem arvina lahani yudav yom de benida lanida mikroy, which is the last sugya in the sechta nida. We saw it on Thursday. I find Gimel. Lav deri akolu the kaimelon yud alef yom shebein dam nida ledam nida halacha lemosha misinai. So machlokas between Rabbi Akiva. To Rabbi Akiva, who holds it is a derived from Sukkim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it's a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Where is that found? That's found. The Rif quotes in Paskas that way, and that's found in the Gemara on Daf Yud Ayin Beis Amud Beis. And Amud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says that these are halacha l'Moshe Misinai. These halachas of Achadas Hayom by Nidah Lenidah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah by Kiva. Don't tell me it's based upon Pesukim, it's based on Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. A few other Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, puts a machlokas hatanoim. That's clear. When the Riv paskins, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he means we don't pass in the Pesukim. We don't pass in the Pesukim. Oh. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara has over here on the Ayin Gimel and Aleph from the third line. Gemara says, Okisazov. Gemara is darshaning Pesukim. Gemara is going back and forth and back and forth. And the Gemara in the various Pesukim, the Gemara says, Kisazov al Nidasa. That's in part of the Droshos HaPesukim that the Gemara has over here. And from that we derive Kisazov al Nidasa. That teaches you the Shir of Yud Aleph Yom Benidah Lenidah. That's why the drush is the whole sugya daf on Ayin Gimel. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, no. It's Halacha LeMoshe B'Sinai. So the question becomes, what's the Havim, all the various Havim meters that the Gemara is enough Ayin Gimel and Aleph according to Rabbi Akiva, what will be according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? So again, so the Rambam, who passes like Rabbi Akiva, has the following statements. Is the Rambam Kedusha here? Yes. In Perek, again, when I just sort of briefly, but just to get a little picture. Perek Vav and Ilchas Yisuri Bia. Halacha Yuzay. Rambam says, Tov lo biyom shnei moser achash atone tzachama. Harezav asur lebayla the Arab didn't call zava katana. Okay. I'm sorry, Sutches. I'm sorry. Uma huzesh akasa b'tor oki sozav al nidasa. Shem rasa shloshi yamin samach le nidasa. Harezu zava. For example, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's what it says. That's the chiddush of this. Of this pasuk, as opposed to if she saw day 10 and 11, day 12 won't count because there was a tevila in between. Otherwise, perhaps not. This is the shitas haramba based upon Rabbi Akiva. Fine, but the Gemara has over here. On the very end of the Masechta, at the very very end, the Gemara says, "Alma kroy ninu Rabbi Akiva." Right, the Rabbi Akiva Kroy, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Hilchasa. Amalei Rav Shmaya the Rabbi Abba Ema b'Imama Teizava b'Leil Teidida. Amalei Alecha Makro Al Nidasa Samach LeNidasa. Right, what does Samach LeNidasa Ema's Havi b'Leilia v'Kakari LaZava? You might have thought it's only Yom. Tells you that Laila as well. Now, the Rambam doesn't quote this Gemara. This Gemara seems to go according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So, on the contrary, the Rambam is of the opinion that 7-11. There's a certain maila to the Shitas of Rambam, which Tosfos has to have a bit of a dochak. Take a look, if you will. Well, let me use another Rambam. In Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph. Rambam quotes the Mefurash Gemara, which Tosfos and Rambam have to be matzik a little bit. Gemara talks about Yumei Leida. We're not going into all the problem of Yumei Leida at the present time, but the Gemara says Yumei Leidosa of Yumei Nidosa in Lo Ros Ben Dam Hari Olin Lo L'Sfiras Shivas Yumei Nekiyin Vim Ros Ben Dam Ein Olin Lo Yumei Ria V'Lo Sosin Kol Hayomim Rather Meshlemas Hayomim Shesafa K'Sheyifsuk Adam Shein Sosir Hakol Ala Ria Shel Zov Avol Elu Sosin Yomon Bilvad. According to the Rambam, is talking about a case of a regular zava, what we call a zava gadol, based on the Gemara Daf Nun Dalet. Take a look at Tosfos for a minute. Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Top Tosfos. Mayim Eni Dusa Ein Uriel Leziva. Vim Toma, what are you talking about? The Shuli Basima Daf Nun Dalet. Amayim Eni Dusa Shena Ro Behem. Ola, Ola, the Sfira Sivasa. So what are you saying? V'yeshloma. Tahasa mai v'zava k'tana. Sharoa yom yud aleph. The yom yud beis. Havi beit chilas nida. V'olala. The whole concept, according to Tosin, the Ramban says the same thing, of being olig is by definition limited to a zava kitana, shemeres yom keneged yom. It's impossible by a zava gedolah, according to Shita Tosfos. But the Rambam learns the Gemara Kipshuto. Gemara Kipshuto. The Gemara says beferish that fakert, you may neither she'enim ruyan laziva, don't count to for the Shivanakim. That's the Pasha Pshat, goes like Shari Shonim against the Rambam. Yeah, you're right. This Gemara Lama Zayin goes according to Rabbi Akiva. So any cash you can ask against the Rambam would be, okay, no problem. I agree their Gemara's against me. All those Gemara's go according to Rabbi Akiva, but I pass into like Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. The only cash that we're left with is Toa. Okay, it's very complicated. Toa, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Toa. That's not our own Teretz, it's a Magad Mishnah Teretz, right? It's in Perek Chof, excuse me, Perek Ches, Halacha Chof Beis. Inela manasha kalatoa and amona mishusa gadam pokas mishiva lo yisal yosa shvasar, a whole sugya. It's a Gemara Erechin of all places. It's a fact that Magad Mishnah, it's against the Shitas Rambam in general. That's the Ramban's Raya. Ramban says from here, Ein o isha dechnesa the Pesach Nidus ad she yichlu zayin the kiyim bezov gadola v'ein zivas ela sambach v'mein Nidus shiros. This is the normal, that's what everyone else holds. That's what everyone else holds. That, then we understand that the perfect Pesach Nidah works out perfectly. Totally works out perfectly. So what will the Rambam do? Rambam have to say, Hilchasa Gemirullah. That's Toa is an exception to the rule based upon this all of Moshe Sinai. Built into Halacha is that Toa is different. And it's interesting. An interesting riot to the Rambam says in the Tziv, it's in the Gemara, that Laila is different. What do you mean Laila is different? So the Pashup Shah Gemara of Ayin Gimel is that she is a Zava, right? By day she's a Zava. And guess what? Comes the night, she's studying Anita again. What does that mean? She saw 3 days in the 11 days. She's in the middle of the Shiva Nakim. She hasn't had Shiva Nakim. That night, 9:19, guess what? Bingo, she's a Nida. That's the thing I was discussing about the possibility of what would happen on that night. Now, the Gemara in Horios, Tavdalat, in the Siv quote, says the Hava Mina was that she'd be the Tahora at night, not that she'd be a Nida at night. Because according to the Shari Shom, it's inconceivable she should be a Sunday Anita if she was just a Zav. You have to have Shiva Nakim and a Tefillah, otherwise it's impossible. This, one of the final Nakuda, then I'll take a question. This is a Netziv and the Hamek Shela are amazing. Again, in that same Dafta, Aflam and Zion and Beis, there was a Tosfos, the Rav Adah, the last Tosfos. Without going into all the details, the Rach is quoted at the end of the Tosfos. And the Rach has a complicated sheet in the Gemara, which is not the Pashup Shah. Frek the Netziv, why did the Rach not learn the Pashup Shah? Answer the Netziv, I know why. Because the Rach learns like the Rambam. He said it without any basis. I mean, a basis, the Rambam usually follows the Rach, but there's no real basis for it. He just said it. So I said about this Netziv, Chacham Adif Minov. That's why I don't want to share the Rashi. We don't have a Rashi in front of you. You can look up the Rashi yourself. The Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, who says like the Rambam. Mind-boggling. The Netziv said it on a hunch. That's why the Rach learned this pshat, not the regular pshat, the only we've shown him, because he was stuck, because he held like the Shitasa Rambam. If you look on the Rashba, Nafnundal, Nafnundal, he goes to Rabbeinu Hananel, learns the Gemara Zayin of Chavches, only the first month, not the other month, exactly like Shitasa Rambam. That's quite a Quite amazing. They pointed out that in the footnotes there, I looked in the, and I don't have it in front of me, but I looked in my house, 168, you'll see that he says points out that the Rach holds like the Rambam, and in 171, it goes, or 179, Rav Shririgal held that way. So it's an old sheet to the Rambam. We think the Rambam is off base. No, as usual, as a basis, it goes to Rabbi Nechananel, Shekol Drog, the Rekabola, and Rav Shririgal. Okay, the Rav Mishnah were against, the Pashup Shah is against. Ad kam din HaTorah. So at first, it had nothing to do with us whatsoever for a simple reason. We don't follow the Torah anymore. So we saw the one of Samach Rav on Thursday, that now every single woman is treated as a full-fledged Zava, no matter what, Panos Yisrael, So we said until now, the Chor is Yagla Torah V'yadah, but it's not Lamaisa whatsoever. That's not a Pasha of the Pshat level. Yet, there's a bit of a problem. If this is true, why is the Rosh and the Rif quoting all this? The Rif didn't waste any ink, Rabbi Yisrael. The Rif, his whole point is the Mitzamtzem, less and less and less. Why is he quoting a Machlokos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, in a Din D'oraisa, if that entire Din is forgotten? It's not Lamaisa whatsoever. After all, we have this Din of Rav Zeira, who says, Beferish, cheapest Tam Kachadol, Yoshev Esalav Shimon Akim. So what are you about? The Rush quotes it, the Rif quotes it. Why are you bothering quoting the original point? What's the point? So one possibility is, we mentioned this briefly on Thursday, that the entire rule of Rabbi Zeira is a minik. The next line, Amina Lecha Yisura, V'yad Amit Min Haga. Hechadit Achmer, Achmer, Echmer, Achmer, Achmer. It could be that perhaps it's only a minik, and therefore the Rif and the Rush feel compelled to tell what the Ikar Adin is, because this is only a minik. And the Rush discusses, we saw on Thursday, was Pashta B'chol Yisrael. At the time, Rabbah's time, perhaps it was not Pashta yet, as our Gemara seems to indicate. It may only be never a minik, not a takana. I mentioned that Nafkamina might be a Chiddush Nifla, which to say Rav Guzman has in his Kuntras Yishiyurim, end of Kiddushin, that perhaps the B'mokum Mitzvah, there is no Din of minik, and a push on the minik. He gives an example of the Kesef of Mishnah, in Ilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Yud Halacha Yud Aleph, where the Din of Shum No Shogid, as a minik Yisrael Kedosh, not Shum No Shogid, but in the Korban Pesach, you have to eat it, because it's a Mitzvah Saseh D'Araisa. So Rav Shlomo Zalman has a whole Kuntras, that's how he started off that big Kuntras. Anaf Aleph is all about this. Maybe in those cases of the women of infertility, because of the Chumad Rav Zera, maybe we should just ignore it to allow them to have children. That's what Guzman suggests, Lamaisa, in his Kuntz and Shira. But at the end of the day, Rav Shlomo Zalman says no. He backs out. It's considered to be a takana. It's not merely a minik. As proof, he quotes the Ramban. Is there a Ramban here? I don't know, people are still putting back Svara. Okay? Not the Amazon. The Ramban writes, I'll read you the Lashon. Chumrezu hukshur be'enei hachachamim v'asu also ke'alocha psuka. This is in Hilchos Nida the Ramban, Perek Aleph Alocha Yud. That's halacha psuka, that's the Gemara Brachos of Lamed Aleph. V'fichav asu le'adam le'hakel ba'rosho le'olam. I mentioned that the first day of the first year, I mentioned the Meshech Chochma says. That's only now, when the Mishmish will be rebuilt. I mentioned that, no? The Mishmish will be rebuilt. I didn't say that. Well, that was my opening shiur. No one remembers. I didn't mention that. I'm saying maybe I forgot. Meshech Chochma says in Parshas Bo, when the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt. Oh, that's what I mentioned. Another shiur. So when it'll be rebuilt, we'll have to give up on this chumra for a simple reason. Azav has to bring a carbon, and it needs to bring a carbon. Every week must bring a carbon. Be chul and azara. It's going to have to be the Meshech Chochma Parshas Bo. And although he says no one has a right to be poured together, this is takana forever. Yes, forever till the mikdash is rebuilt. And when the mikdash will be rebuilt, then this takana will no longer exist. It can't exist. Got to know what the name is karbonis. So I may have mentioned, I guess it was a different shiur. I mentioned that there's an interesting minig that the women have when they go to the mikvah. So they say, after they make the bracha, our minig is that they go into the water once, the toivel, then they come up, they make a bracha, they go into a second time, the toivel. And then they say, you'll go to a mikvah, you'll see it on the wall sometime. That's what the woman says. It's a mikvah. So one of the lines I had was, this is the pshat, that she has to wait 12 days from her husband. So the Meshech Chochma will be a normal chumra de Rav Zeira. We'll have to be separated for a week, and not for 12 days. If you are the pshat, but I want to save time, I won't go into those other children in the present time. But that's fine. This is the sheet. Fine. The Rambam has certain leniencies. For example, in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Din Aksamim Bizman Azeh Kemoshe Biyarno, Rambam Hilchas Yisurei Bia Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph. Okay, all the dinim of ksamim are fine. Then it says, "V'chol shomarnu tmeya So Feres Shiva Siamim Yom Shinitzibo Hakesa. Hoya Shir Hakesa Kadesh Lachash Lezivus. So Feres Shiva Siamim Me'acha Yom Shinitzibo Hakesa. Shane Roa Dam Kiroa Kesa. Well, Ram seems to say that you don't need Shiva Nikiyam for a Kesa. What is that? A Kesa, you count seven as included as she saw it? Sachpile Ploim. Where'd that come from? Apparently he holds that Rechumad Rav Zeir is only a minig, and the minig only applies to a real gemura, and does not apply to a keser. So apparently it's only a minig. Who else holds this way? The Balamor. For those who are curious, this is a very beautiful edition of the Rivan. It's fantastic. It's also very good. When I was younger, this was all that we had. Meridik Rav Kapach. But this, even, this is more Meridik. This is Rabbi Buchwald, if I'm not mistaken. And he really did a job. Tufshin and Beza came out, man from B'nai Barak, and he has the Ravid and the here, and we know that the Rav Balamor wrote a sagas on the Balei Nefesh of the Ravid. It's an interesting thing that Rabbi Kapachet points out, he also pointed out, the Ravid was a moving target, which means it wasn't like today, he put out a sefer, it's out in print. It's print, sorry. The Ravid was a moving target. When the Balamor criticized him, and the Ravid was a Isha Emes, Emes is the Emes of Ari Shonim is not Shaykh. The Balamor Ravid was, if you ever read, what they call the Salam Achlekes in Perak HaSholem Baba Matiyah, the three paras, the Ravid and the Balamor, it's unbelievable. It's printed in the Shuvah Saravid. The names they called each other, they're Mamish. Doesn't matter. If the Ravid thought that the Balamor was correct, he changed his mind. Emes! It's not, it's Torah's Emes. Torah's the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Emes. You can't play around with this. If you realize you're wrong, even though it was pointed out by your quote arch enemy, you gotta fold your tent and say, he's right and I'm wrong. So the Ravid, the Balamor had his sovereigns against the Ravid. So when the Ravid was a man, he took a safe and he changed it. But because there was no print in those days, when the Ksaviyad got around to other people's Balamor, I look foolish on the Balamor. I attacked him. And guess what? It's the same as me. Because the rabbi kept changing it whenever the Balamor had a he kept changing. We call it a moving target. So Rabbi Kapach points that already with different Maduras, but he did a very unusual job, more than Rabbi Kapach, and he tells us what the first Madura says, what the second Madura says, where the changes were. So when the rabbi, when the Balamor is Hasaga, you can see where he's being masked, and how the rabbi changed it in response to the Balamor Hasaga. It's a very ridiculous limit for all of us. If the Talmud, I'm not about the Talmud, anyone tells me that I'm wrong, I try very hard to say I'm wrong. I try to be like the Raven. If someone says you're wrong, even if I don't have any enemies. I'm not the Balamor's clearly an enemy, but I mean, no one ever called me such names like the Balamor called the Raven. But that's what PK, the Balamor said it's wrong, the Raven thought that this quote unquote arch enemy who had was correct. He said, yeah, okay, you're right. So the Balamor was. He writes a few times, I don't know what's with this. I wrote a kasha, and before next time I turned around, the same was changed. That's the biggest compliment, right? But it was a little bit unusual. So the Balamor says two things he has, which reflect the fact that the Balamor holds that it's only a minig. We're not able to go into the at length, we haven't learned the Inyanim yet, but I'll tell you what they are. Number one, there's a discussion later in the sugya. When do you go to the mikvah? When do you go to the mikvah? So the Gemara has over here, Rabosai, on Samach Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Samach Zayin Amid Beis, Nida Bismana Eina Tovelas Ela Belailu. So we can only go Balaila. Fine. Question is, what about Bismanena? Nida, we have to wait, but the rice till the night. We all know. The Fush Psukim. 7 days she's to man, and she goes to mikvah the night after the seventh. What about a Zava? So strictly speaking, a Zava could go to the mikvah on the eighth day. The sugya over here in Daf Samach Zayin of the base, but she's supposed to wait until the night, for a whole variety of reasons. Chalila could lead to a bia before the stira, or srach bita. What the bad things can happen. Chesed Balamor, he thinks that mehikir adin, a woman on the seventh day of Shivan Akiyim, can go to the mikveh by day. Not the zavah d'oraisa, chalila v'chas. A zavah d'oraisa must wait till the night. The v'chas, when she lives with her husband, she's so safe, afterwards she's over in Sakaris. But a zava, but typical nida b'zmanein, it was only a nida, and we only want machmer as a minig to Balamoras presumably holds, to wait 7 clean days. But the worst case in there is only a minig, so she can go to the mikveh, make her adin, even by day. That's number one. Number two is a machlokos we're going to get to with the Shem hopefully later this week. Or how many days must be counted of the Shivan Akiyim, how many bedikas must be done? Because the Gemara over here on Daf Samach Tesem and Aleph. Had it been a real din, then it would be, we can't play around.
Really, she's a nida, right?
No, nida days passed 5 days ago. Nida days passed 5 days ago. She's now in the end of the seventh of Shivan Akiyim. Now, is it, we pass, and you have to check the Shivan Akiyim. So the Maisa, you have to check at least day 1 and 7, but according to one Tana, it's enough to check once in the 7 days. So the Gemara is a Shaila, Rabbi Osai. The Rabbi Lezama, the top words in Samach Tesla, we'll get to it later. Chilosan v'sofan v'inan, day 1 and 7, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay? Odilma, chilosan avapisha in sofan. So Rav says, hee, 1 day is enough, day 1 is enough, day 7 is enough, probably even 1 day in the middle of them, once in 7 days. Rabbi Chanina Amar, chilosan v'sofan v'inan. So most we've shown in Paschal like Rav. However, some pass the Rabbi Chanina to the Shulchan Aruch saying lahokil. Why is achshashi zakaris v'chulei v'chulei? Says the Baal Amor, this is only true for real zav of Ismanenu, when the whole concept of being a zav is only a minig in effect. Therefore, we can certainly rely on Rav Shita that one bedika within the 7 days suffices. This is what he says. Halacha lemaisa. And of course, the question becomes very nice that Rav Zeir is only a minig. I think more implies it on Samach Vav. Amalach ben Haga. What about Hiskin Rabbi Besadis? Or Besuria or Besudia? What about that? Most of them see 3 days. So if most of them see 3 days, so then not much of an afkamina what we're discussing over here. So apparently the Balamor was of the opinion that no, that was only in Suria, or was only Besadis from Aratzim. It wasn't a takana kavua b'chol makom b'chol zman. Frankly, honestly, if you look at the riff in the Rosh and even in the Rambam, you get an impression that even though the Chumash Rav Zeir is only a minig, but takana of Rebbe is a real takana. So it's not going to help us all this whole shpeira. It's not going to help us too much because in almost every single case, well, the typical flow is 3 days, so there'd be no room to move whatsoever. That's the pashup shot in Rosh and the riff Rambam in the Rosh. I saw why they go through the entire rigmarole of Nida Viziva if they can see that Rebbe's din is an absolute din gomer. The answer is because of a case when she's in a rare case when she sees only 1 or 2 days. So in those cases, she's only 1 or 2 days. It's only a minute, which was possible enough to be this lemaisa. Someone has hand up. Yes?
In terms of the
second
decision about more, if you can't leave bars, you're talking about days 1 and 7,
but
then it's
up. It could be the bars referring to a case of real honest to goodness of the Pashup Shat. That's the mission's going on. Mishnah didn't know anything about Rav Zeir. Pashas. Okay. Now, it's interesting. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch now to Siman Kuf Tzad Ivav Sif Yud. No, mind. Kuf Tzad Ivav Sif Yud. Hashiva Nekiyim Tzorech Sheyiyu Ritzufin Shelo Tira Dam Bahem. It's 7 clean days consecutively. Shimros Adam Afilu B'Sof Yom HaShvi'i Sosra Kol HaYomim U'Tzricha Lifsuk B'Tar V'Lachas Avalino Shiva Nekiyim. Fine. Comes the Taz and says, what is going on? Taz says in Sifkon Gil. The Beis Yosef said, Aim is an avkusa el din Talmud, shayachiluk ben nidal eziva, avalo idna chachuma de Rabbi Zeira. The chalisha sheroa afkula tipik acharol tzvi chaleshev shivin akiyin, ain avkusa mitin zeh. The afal pisha ain't hasel seres. Hare tzvicha leishem shivinakiyim machmas ria di achshav. This whole machaba makes no sense. It's only talking about Shem Kadmonius. Says the Taz, v'udocha gadol sheyichtav atur din lefi ha-talmud gam ha-shulchan aruch sov ha-bal beis yosef. Something is wrong over here. Taz is bothered. What's happening? What's it doing over here? Doesn't make sense. Why should it be here? Why? Gives up sadechak teretz. So Shlomo Zalman said they should have given a gevaldik teretz. The gevaldik teretz would be with respect to Makom Mitzvah Pruravu. In Makom Mitzvah Pruravu, we could argue that there would be a difference if it's Chumah Derab Zera or an Ikar Adin. So the question becomes, apparently the Taz held it was an Ikar Adin. On the other hand, maybe the Shulchan Aruch, in point of fact, following the tour, hold that it's not an Ikar Adin. It's only a minute. That's why the tour went through the entire rigmarole and some Kuf Pegim with the Rambam and the other Rishonim and went the whole thing. Why the Mechaba leave it out if it's going to be the Maisa for him based on Tzifut over here, well, there's a minig or an Ikar Adin. Mechaba's a Mekater Kedarko, that's why I left it out. So perhaps a Shtuk L'Raya from the Mechaba Kuf Sarev of Yud that he holds this only a minig. It's not perhaps again an Ikar Adin. Now, if you take a look in Simon Kuf Sadi Sif Membeis. One of the many laws we skipped about Ksamim, about Tliyas, these things don't happen on the Maisa for us, but we'll see how this could be this could be relevant to our discussion. Well, as a case of someone who had a garment, she lent the garment out to somebody else, we're not sure where the kesef came from this one, came from that one. So what happened if someone lent the garment to you? We call it Yosheves Aldam Toha. We mentioned this a little bit last week. I mean, she had a baby and she's between day 8 and 40 for a boy, or between day 15 and day 80 for a girl. So that's Dam Toha. Right? So Dam Toha, Mikir Adin is Mutter, although we are Machmer for it nowadays. So it says over here, Tole Bohen Afilu Bisman Hazeh. We will assume that that's where it's coming from. There's a whole discussion of here. Tolas as a kalkolim of a kulkol. If you look at the shach, it's a cotton nun gimel. Not going into all the pratim of the din right now. So you see from here lechora clearly that dam tohar is a minik. A mefurash mechaber. That Dam Toha is a minute. Right. The question I left with on Thursday, no one gave me a straight answer. Basically, we read the Rosh Parichas. Is Dam Toha part of Chumah Derab Zeira or not? It was about Chlokos Tachtonim here, there in the Sugi, if I'm not mistaken. Some said yes, some said no. Based on the Rosh Kolshkein, means it's included, means it's not included. Remember that? We had the discussion a little bit on Thursday. And the question is, well, what's the bottom line? What's the bottom line? If Dam Toha is from Chumah Derab Zeira, that would indicate to us that Chumah Derab Zeira is only a minig. However, if Dam Toha is not Chumah Derab Zeira, it's some kind of post Tam Yud Chumah, then it doesn't prove anything about Chumah Derab Zeira. The Rambam said, "Ba'ashna as a surface, Bolam on Dam Toha." They had the Maisa la Maisa. So it sounds like it's not. Even if we are Machmer, it sounds like Pashas, it's not from Chumah Derab Zeira. But there are some who say, really, it is from Chumah Derab Zeira. So it's Machlokas here in the room. If you take a look here in the, those who have, anyone who has a Bari HaShulchan, he talks about this over here.
It's included when it's dinner. And how many of there is a din?
There's a question in the Rosh that we saw on Thursday, whether the din of Dam Torah is included in the Chumah Derab Zeira or not. Unresolved question. Unresolved question. So the take a look over here at the Biurim, those who have the Bari HaShulchan, and the Biurim, Divri HaMaskel, Liyosheves, Kuf Tzadi, Sif Membeis, the Biurim, Divri HaMaskel, Liyosheves. He quotes, and he thinks according to the Ravid and the Sefer HaEshkol, take a look over here. Das HaRavid HaEshkol, Gam Dam Torah, the Bosa Tfilah, Bichlal Chumah Derab Zeru, Afal Pisha Min HaTorah, Hatam atzvo gam kein tor. Afal pikein tola b'chaverta. The yar prochum and the rabbi zera isay lahach svara shala atzma hechmiru below l'chaverta. Okay, we're not going into the front of that whole sugya now, but clearly it's not our point right now. But the chiddush over here, it seems to be that the way it does pshat in the Ravid, the Eshkol is included in Chumra Dirab Zera. So what do you see? The same as Dam Torah, as it will call it a minig, so Chumra Dirab Zera proper, of Shivan Akiyam for even the Tipas Dam Gechadl, is also, quote unquote, only a minig. Minig? The Ramban argues on the Shulchan Aruch. We'll discuss that. The Ramban argues on what it says over here. Presumably the Ramban is the Shitasa. The Ramban holds that Chumah de Rab Zera is an Iker Adin. That was Ramban Shita. You know, if you touch it, you can't move it until the Beis Migdash comes, we said. So those who hold it's an Iker Adin, so then these Kliyas don't apply. It's only, yeah, sorry.
Shouldn't there be Kliyah? Is Eimon Nafusa? It doesn't make a difference.
I'm not going into the problem with the Sugi. It's a bit complicated. I'm trying to save time. You're looking to see what I'm saying is correct. By the way, those who want to see this whole Mahalach can look up at Rabbi Shef the Sefer. Vikve Hatzon. Simon Chav Ches, Homs Ches. He has this whole Mahalach. The whole thing is there in this discussion. As a matter of fact, the Vari HaShulchan in Simon Kuf Sadi Dalet Sivkot and Chof. That's a siman all about Dam Tohar, the Oledis. He writes there as follows. Shulchan Aruch writes, Das Ramban v'arayben v'eshko shedin ze of Dam Tohar hu bichlal chumad Rabbi Zeira l'shevet zayin ekiyim al kol tipas dam shetireh. Part of Chumah Rabbi Zeira, the din of Dam Torah. That's what he claims. The Rambam says no. It's not part of Chumah Rabbi Zeira. There's some places in Germany and whatever it's France, and they were makel on Dam Torah. That's a machlokas of Rishon, which is called a Kuf Tzadi Dal Bar Yashulchan Sivkaton Chof. Okay, and therefore, since according to the Ramban. There's no difference the ma'aser between a typical woman and a woman on Dam Torah. Why? He said two chiddushim. The Ramban said, number one, Dam Torah is included in the Chumah de Rabbi Zeira, and number two, Chumah de Rabbi Zeira is a din. So therefore, Ramban's gonna have to argue with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, let's pass off the dam to the Yoledes. So she's not Tumei Mikra Din anyway. But Ramban, no, she's Tumei Mikra Din. Why? Two steps. Yoledes is Rabbi Zeira. And Rav Zeira is a din. If you argue with either of those two premises, you can accept what the Shulchan Aruch says. Again, it's Siman Kuf Tzadi, Sif Mem Beit. Slowly. If that's the case, the Shulchan Aruch passes clearly. It's only a minik. If you look at Rav Moshe and Chelik Aleph Siman Tzadi Gimel, it sort of hints to this. What Rav Shechta says explicitly, the Poshim Shad Nevechaber, is that it's only a minik. However, it's not completely clear that was the right, what Rav Shechta Shlita is assuming, what the Bari HaShulchan assumes, that according to the Ravid, that Dam Torah is included in Chumah Rav Zeira, that's the whole right, Rav Osar. If the Dam Torah is included in Chumah Rav Zeira, then there's a raya, the Rav Zeira's Chumah is only a minute. But if Dam Torah is not included in Rav Chumah Zeira, it proves nothing. Rav Zeira itself is a Takana Gemurah, like Ravan, but Dam Torah is not included in that. That could be a Shlita HaShulchan Aruch. So there, some assumption within the Ravid is not so pashut. The lashon of the Ravid is, Keva de ha'idna toos mashvinelu, lo yadi ben yimei nida li mei ziva, hachanami ikal lemechash li oledes, dilma lo yadi ben yimei toar li mei tuma. That's the source of the Bari HaShulchan. Right. However, it's not completely clear, because the Ravid goes into a discussion of Dam Besulim. Then he says, quote, V'kolshke b'doros halolu sheyesh lanu lifrosh mikol adamim kedesh lanovu lidei yisr. Get an impression that perhaps it's really not as dina de gemorodik as we thought. That's what the footnote points out over here, disgustingly, seconds, if you find it quickly. Here we are, towards the beginning. The Doros on its page, and this is page Yud Zayin in this beautiful sefer. In the Doros Halal, he says, "What are you talking about? Hem yicholam bezman hazeh ligzor gzeiros b'domo lechazal?" And when he's compared to the Amsulim, asks the footnote. The rabbi himself said that the Amsulim bezman hazeh torah meigeradin, torah meigeradin. So he quotes the Chazon Ish, the Bedava, the Bekal, Lovel, the Mikshol, Yesh Lesar, the Ansarach, Moshe, Bez, and the Osro, El Kol, Dayan, Achov, Lesar. Wow. So apparently it's not Migaradin, it's just a Minig. It's not exactly the same level. This is what he puts on, it's in footnote Mem on this page. And the previous footnote, yes, in Lamentes, a whole discussion about this: is it or is it not Mika with it? So, Bekitzur Nimritz, there's no absolute right. The right was based on the assumption that Dam Torah is part of Chumah Rabbi Zeira, and that is not clear. It's not clear. In the beginning of Shar Haksam, this is again page Mem, which is Shar Prisha. Again, it's page Yizayin Os Lamentes and Mem in these beautiful new footnotes. But in the beginning of Shar HaKsamim, which is page, let's see, got the right page here, Ayin Aleph, he talks about that Benos Yisrael were Huchzuku to keep the Chumah de Rabbi Zeira. Page Ayin Beis, he says, Ein lo tzricha leharbis dvarim hazeh, shevo Huchzuku Benos Yisrael, shein noa goes Yisru b'ksamim. The Kailam and Hagam Milsik, Rabbi Zeira, Kid the Rabbi Zeira, interesting? Kid the Rabbi Zeira, who says, Tipa Tam Kachal, Yosheva Shemekim, Alocha Psukizu, Vechen Adin Biksamim, Shekvanogu Bohen Isu, against the Rambam. Against the Rambam. The question is, what does that mean? So if you look in footnote Hay, he says as follows, that there's a minig, and the minig is Alocha Psukah. Below Shachakak Tikni Rabbanon Shevet Tokav Alocha Pesuk, as the Ramban said. No, no. And he quotes those two rivals that I told, the two Balamor I told you about. He tells you where they are. Hasogas Harazah in two places. Shara Tvila Aleph, that's about going to the mikveh early. And Shara Sfir Bedika Gimel, where he talks about one every 7 days is enough. That he also holds that what? Ein Beminik Benos Yisrael Anal Takana De Rabbanon El Minik. And the Rif is mashma that way, and the Rambam is mashma that way, because they gave you the original dinim. The Ramban says no, and he quotes Lashon Ran, I told you before. It's an absolute takana. So it's a machlokas hagedolei rishonim, which he points out over here again in footnote Hay on page Ayin Beis, and he gives the same mashal we gave before. And where's a minig of halacha psuka? Has that status? Chulan avtzadi tzadi aleph, shuman agid Yisrael kadoshim. Nagabo Isur, he says, Ein on Nechel after Korban Pesach. Although the battle is a lav of Sirim and Boker. That's what the Poshim Shad in the Gemara is. But the Rambam holds my cat in the Korban Pesach. The Kesem Mishnah explains, Mehai time Agufa. It's only a minig, and then we eat the Korban Pesach. Shum and Shugid. But this is some of the discussion I wanted to have with you about this topic. Yes?
I don't think Machoder is
Rambam.
You
pass
like that?
Shum and Shugid?
Yeah.
There you bought a mikkash when you pass it. The Rambam says you eat it. Because the Mishnah says why? He says no. What's the Gemara? And Marcus say not that way. The Kitzur, it's a very long story. Bottom line is, it seems to me though that we should not be. There's no longer any real reason to be matir of Shlomo Zalman's kula, even the feed devar of Rishon, and those who hold that it's only a minute. You know why? There's another way out. Something what they call today IUI. It's called the intrauterine insemination. They take the zera from the Baal. It should be procured, even though it's not so great halachically, but it can be procured somehow in some artificial way, whatever it is. and it's put into the woman's womb before she goes to the mikveh. Let's say a woman has a very short cycle, and she waits and she goes to the mikveh 12 days, 30 days, 40 days, she already passed the ovulation, she'll never become pregnant ever, it's impossible. So you said, that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman said, no, let's try to maybe talk about a cooler. Rav Guzman talked, Rav Moshe had a tshuva about it. And then he wrote to the Daber, I don't have to say, I don't want to talk about it. Strange to Rav Moshe. I don't want to talk about it. Ask of Henkin, I think he says there. I don't want to talk about it. Because, it could lead to a big pirtza. So, but there's no need as mine as that. Just, it's interesting. If you have a question?
How is more possible to look for coolers in this area than to look for coolers in
the center? No, the answer is no. If you look for coolers in this area, it'll be a pirtza and achrisa mishure. The whole world will say, so be very careful before making any coolers over here. Yes?
So you're really saying that IUI while a woman's nida is perfectly okay?
Perfectly okay. I know. Where's Aleph? Where's Aleph in the shots? I can't find Aleph.
Say that there's a Kabbalah Mara Lifase in the base that she also followed. He, I think,
about what?
The Shokunar from Tanya Mbeis.
That's what just called. We called
it. So the Kabbalah Mara there, I think, says that the first one isn't Chayiver.
Oh, okay.
So the Daftar is such a midnight that the Chaygavna, they weren't even the Kabbalah themselves.
Okay. So, okay, good. So, again. That's good and bad. That the weaker Dam Tor is, the Shvach of the Rai is for Rav Zeira's din. If it's in Rav Zeira, you understand what I'm saying. If you look at the Torah of Masechta Shabbos, Av Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the famous story, when it discusses the basis for all our chokmas, comes from this famous story. Unbelievable. The story gives you the shudders, whatever you even say it. Every time gives you the shudders. Maisa Tonad Belio. Maisa v'talmud echad shoshana harbe v'kora harbe v'shimash taminacham harbe u'meis b'chatzi yomav. And his wife took his tefillin, she came to the shul, the basic medrash, and says, what's going on? Kuchayecha v'rechemecha, my husband, he learned so much, and he helped taminacham so much, why did he die so early? And no one could get an answer. Once, she was discussing a few things, I said to this Elion, obviously, right, Tanav Elion, Biti, that's the whole source. You can't even touch your wife. Etzpektana. You know what libunayich means? Shivinakir, right? Tos explains. What do you mean? What do you mean? So they had a Rabbi Natama the Chiddush over here. The Chiddush over here is that they used to go to the mikveh twice every single month. Her regil litmos shtei tefilas. Achas of shiva l'riyasa she tore b'doraisa b'kach tavla v'ach tefila. V'achas of sofi me'libun l'kach hayomekel also ish. This guy, this Talmud Chacham, said, look, she already went to the mikveh on the level of doraisa. Presumably they did it for Taurus. In those days, right? Taurus, they wanted to make Metami Truma all over the place. So the Chumad Rabbi Zeir was only really for Baila. So they went twice. So this Talmud Chacham knew enough to know that my wife goes the first time. So Mikir Adin, she's Muteresi. I'm not going to be a Chatz Shalom. I'm not going to go against this Takonis Rebbe or Chumad Rabbi Zeir, whatever it was in those days. But on the other hand, they relaxed some of the Hachokas. So what does the Gemara say? Ochalimi. That's the writer of the Rachokas by Achila. Vishasimi is the writer of Rachokas by Shtia. V'yoshen imi v'kiru v'osar. V'lo olsa daita v'adavarach. He was such a tzaddik. Although he did these things, he never thought for a second to chalila v'chas tu an aveir. Here we get the shudders. Amarti lo boruch hamokom shaharogo shelo nosa ponem la Torah. Says Bel Isha Vinas Tomaso Lo Sikrav. The Vilna Gaon brings a raya from this Gemara that the Harchakos are only the Rabbana against the Rambam. Rambam Shita is that Harchakos that the Giyav of the Derechim Avi Yedoraisa. It was Nasa Ponim is the Rabbanans. You know Yisa Shem Ponim Alecha He Medaktim Akazayas Vakabetsa. That's what the Gaon proves. I thought it's not as a Shvach Raya. The real is the Rabbana because she went to the Mikvah the first time. With Tosis sheet, that's why the girl brings such a riot from his Gemara. That's why you can knock off the riot according to Tosis. I'll call upon him. This is a scary Gemara. scary Gemara. Because of this scary Gemara, I am an absolutely vehement opponent of any person in the world with who says that a woman has to go undergo these treatments, the IUI, should go to the mikveh after 7 days from the time of the beginning of the period. I say, after all, they're worried about Ben Anida, Pogum, ba 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 ba. I'm worried about something else. Isakaris, or at least an Isar Anida on a level of Rav Zeris then. I don't agree that a woman should go to the mikveh unless she's muteris lebaila. So therefore, I'll rather take my chances, quote unquote, or some people are going to call her Ben Anida. Not Ben Anida, there's no beer. So that's just with a syringe. What kind of Ben Anida? That's not voodoo. If a person is over an Aveira, that's when it's a problem. If a person's not over an Aveira, there's no problem to begin with. So that's why I'm very much opposed to that. Very much opposed. That's why I'm opposed to single women going to the mikveh under any circumstances. There was a tumla. We're making a tumla that the woman should go to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur. Single women. Yeah, it's a beautiful spiritual experience. And chalila, chas v'shalom. I'm absolutely opposed. I don't even want married women to go to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur if they're not at the right time. Postmenopausal woman going to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, that I'm willing to let them in. But beyond that, no. On the other hand, I want to be honest. There's another hand. There's always another hand. What if someone is involved in kiruv? Involved in kiruv. He starts talking about Shabbos. Woo, Shabbos. Shabbos, clappy, dappy, dancing and singing. Kiddush, Abdullah ceremony. It's so romantic and so beautiful. Okay. And then he's kashrus. Oh, you know, it's hard to give up the stuff. Okay. But the Baruch Hashem and many success stories, believe it or not, it's amazing. Times that we've had it to get people who are not from it, to give up a day of work or whatever, football, whatever, I don't know what's harder to give up. Shabbos, it's incredible. No TV, it's favorite. And no shrimp, and no cheeseburgers. It's really, I think I'm about Shuvah Zicha higher than us. We never give up these things. This is Mabel El Harayim. But then they come to the problem of the Taras HaMishpoch. Yeah, so all of a sudden, first of all, very often these cases, the two members of the couple are not on the same page. You know, they don't all progress lockstep. You know, so you start. Yeah, you want to keep Shabbos, and my crazy husband and wife wants to keep kosher. It doesn't affect my life, so I can still go to the football game, or I can still go to the ball if my husband slash wife, whatever, is going to shul. I don't care, and I can still eat at McDonald's if he's eating kosher and home or she. Like, no problem. Comes to here, it doesn't work. So what do you do? So the Shiloh is raised, when you teach Bali Tshuva, are you allowed to start teaching the way we start teaching today? Today's Shia, we start going to the Daraisa says, open the Chumash, Biblical Judaism, everything. So Biblical Judaism says, woman has a period, she starts a period on day one, and she stays for until 7 days. She goes to the mikveh after the 7 days are up. And then you stop there. We'll get to Rabbinic Judaism. What about Rabbinic Judaism, Rabbi? We'll get to that. Now that's something which is osur, is mut, chas shalom. We'll get to that. Slowly, b'hadraga. And the milo of here is because, according to the surveys, most women, most couples, are not so interested in being together when she's mamish bleeding. Dirty and it's messy and she's not interested. Her body is sensitive. So most couples anyway are separating themselves, at least from Tashmish, for the 5 days or so in the month that she's actually bleeding. No. So for the Din D'Oraisa, 2 extra days, even though it's hot, people have hormones, yes, Shtami Eitz Haaretz, a couple extra days a month, no. You can sell it. You start telling us from the very beginning, they're just starting the Kira project, you start telling about, what? Are you crazy? What? You call this marriage, Rabbi? This marriage? You sent me from my spouse for half the time? What? Are you crazy? I'm throwing the whole thing out. So they asked Rabbi Moshe, if you teach Biblical Judaism initially, are you in violation of Lifnei Eden? Because they have to, you're not telling them the Rabbinic Judaism. So this is Rabbi Moshe answered. Adrabba, he said. If you don't teach him Biblical Judaism, then you're over the faith. Because you know full well, you're in the profession of the Kira business. You're going to try to tell him to separate for 12 days out of the month. not a chance at the stage in their development. Not a chance. So if you tell them the raisa, so hopefully they'll keep that. And as they become more frum, they'll suddenly start learning. And bad droga. Once they were able to overcome the Yetzirah those extra few days, it's seven. So it's only another 5 days. I mean, it's five out of every month. It's a lot, but all right, they'll be further along. They'll be able to keep it. But if you don't tell them that, they'll keep nothing. And then you're able to lift even. Ad kan shamati from the Baal Hamaisa, who was at the time a Talmud in the Lakewood Yeshiva, the Kerlo, who heard it from Rav Moshe's mouth. I guarantee you they're going to be deniers. Chas v'sholem, Rav Moshe never said it, and he couldn't have said it, and he wouldn't have said it, and he shouldn't have said it. That's your projection. Rav Moshe said it. Take it from me, I heard it from an Eid Nema. Said it, and that's what I tell people. Okay? Whenever you're teaching a family that's very far away, you start teaching them the Din D'Oraisa, and then, you know, hopefully, gradually, you have to make your own judgment call. You have to know what to do in every single case. Ad kan is important to understand. Okay, Rabbi Sai, as strict as we are, Shlomo Zalman says we can't treat it as a minig, we have to treat it as a din, whether Rabbi Zeira is a din or Rabbi Rebbe is a din, 3 days, which almost all cases, Afal Pikain, even if it is a din, it's a din de Rabbanon, it's not a din de Raisa, and you have to know how to play it when it's in case of Kirin. Of course, for a frum couple, you have to tell them that you can redin, you can't play around. Chas Shoyim, you may play around even after a Tvila. You see what happened over here in Shabbos with Gimel. It's frightening Gemara. So you have to put everything in proper perspective. Any question before we start the actual halachas of Hefsek Tara? Yes?
I
mean, the top. That's what's called Bimei Libunach. Otherwise, what's the Hava mean? Nothing changed.
After the second one?
No, after the first one. She saw 5 days, and he was more making with her on day, whatever we'll call it, day 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. But it's all the same. Still, she goes to the mikvah, nothing changes. She went to the mikvah twice, after day 7, after day 12. In between, she was with the rice of Tahora. Right? And therefore, he took certain liberties. Of course. 100%. That's all the Din of Chumash Rav Zeira. Shimon Akin. Yeah. That's a right. With the Ramban, there's a whole discussion if that's true or not. We assume not the Mechal. If we assume that every Damaka is Chumash Rav Zeira, it'll be a disaster. If you look on the Rosh or the Baal, you'll see it's discussed.
The discussion of whether she gets a right it is, it might need it more towards saying that it's a big unorganic.
Okay? Possibly. He said it's Chumash Rav Zeira, but Chumash Rav Zeira Bichlal may only be a minute. You know, maybe. Frank, it's easy to say it that way. To say it, Damakas, this is a din. Okay, whatever it is. I'm not going to go into it anymore. Let's discuss, open up Samach Chesem after Mishnah. We're going to discuss Siyata the Shemaya, the Halachas of Hefsek Tara. The Mishnah. Now keep in mind, Rebbe said, the Mishnayas are talking on the level of the Raisa, before we know about the Zera. Nida shabbat ka'atza b'yom shvi shachris u'motza'a tahora u'ben ha'shmashas lo hefrisha. Now the word that what we call in our language hefsek tara is called in the Gemara Lashon, Mishnah Lashon, hefrisha b'tara. So you should know, just for some reason the change was made in our nomenclature. U'la'ach ha'yom b'atka motza'a t'meya harayhi b'cheskas tahora, in the interim, because she checked herself on the morning of the seventh day, so whatever was happening in the interim, she was b'cheskas Tahora, Rashi explains. Lo frisha lo bodka atzma in the afternoon, lafrish b'tara, but only in the morning. B'cheskas tahora, yom shebein atayim utaro se'a shenaga behen diachas atavla b'lel shmini tahoros da'ashtu d'chazoy. So it was an establishment of a chazaka of tahora through the hefsek tahora she was on the morning of day 7, which was completely clean. Okay, fine. Because, you know, we have no indication that she ever stopped bleeding anywhere. We have just have no indication whatsoever. Fine. Rabbi Yudom, skip a little bit. Kol shlo frisha bitara min amin cholamala harezu becheskas temeya. Can only do a bedika after mincha. What mincha we talk about? There are mincha gedola, rova yom past. According to kamat kol aposkim, it means mincha ketana, which, as you may know, is 2.5 hours before night. V'chachamim omrim. But again, the seventh day. V'chachamim omrim. V'shnayim l'nidasa batkatz matzah tahora. She checked herself in the on the second day. U'ben hashmashas lo refrisha l'achazman batkatz matzah tmeya. Harezu b'cheskes tahora. You can even check yourself on day two. So Rashi, I feel the Mishnah and the Dasa Balka Shachris, who Matza Tahora, when Hashmash Lo Frishel of Zion, no Tavla, Bachakach Yom, Achayom, and Balka Matzav Tamea, Arezu Arachsha, Becheskas Torah, Shalosh Machlokos Bedom, Tanakama, only the seventh day, but second day, no. Rabbi Yuda, even the seventh day, Shachris is no good, until Bein Hashmashas. Until Bein Hashmashas. We didn't have the word Bein Hashmashas. Earlier, what do we have in Rabbi Yehuda? What do we have? Minamin cholamayla. Why Rashi ben Hashmash? We don't know exactly. And the corner of Rabbanu Basroi, I feel the b'shein, a three-way machlokas. All right, Rabbanu, have been with me so far? Three-way machlokas. Rabbi Sa, what kind of din is this? This din of Hefsek Tara? Why is it necessary? On what level is it necessary to have a Hefsek Tara? So the Tosfos of Rosh on Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph. Samach Tes Amud Aleph. Dimamaskal V'i. It also says, Alma, I frankly, he has a kasha. It's a question of Tevila B'zman HaMitzvah yet, yeah. Wow, they got only 95 Tevilas. Whee! 95 tevilas. Hope she had a season's pass. 95 tevilas. It's going to be expensive. They charge, I think, up to $18 in the mikvah. 95 tevilas. You know, they have to have some kind of a season's pass or something. All right? So, yeah. Effect the Rosh. And toast the Rosh. What about the Hexa Tara? Says the Rosh. Chumra bi'alma hi umid the Rabbana. The need for Hexa Tara is the Rabbana. Period. So therefore, if a woman didn't do Hefsek Tara, she just started counting 7 clean days, and b'daraisa is good enough. Even if you would say it's daraisa. But Mikra Din, he seems to be holding that it's a din derabonon. A din derabonon. Do we have a Taras Abayas Chelik Beis here? Does anyone have it in the room? No. Okay. So he quotes the Or Zeruah. Or Zeruah is in Simen Shin Lamed Ches, who quotes the Rashbam. And the Lashon, do you have it? If you look there, unfortunately I have it here in the room now. If you look in the Lashon over there of the Or Zeruah, it's quoted, I got an impression that he's proving from our Mishnah, Samech Ches Samen Aleph, that Hafrasha Hifrisha Ben Hashmashas, and it was Tahora, she's okay, even though when she checked in the morning, it was red. So the question becomes, you're bringing me a rabbi about a Bedika Ben Hashmashas? A Bedika Ben Hashmashas is the absolutely best Bedika. Take a look over here, Rabosai, on Samachesim and Beis. What have you to say? After Menamin Cholamal, right? Last few narrow lines. Tanya Abulah Rabbi Yehuda Il Mala Yodeh Munachos Beinel Kol Bein Hashmashes Yafat Omer. If you want to insist on a Hefsek Tara, literally her hands in her between her in her eyes. What that means is we'll call it in our language Moch Doch or Bein Hashmashes. Okay, that we understand. Achshav Emer Mzilik Yodeh Rasa Mali Efrisha B'Tara B'Zayim Ben Amin Chol Amala Mali Efrisha B'Tara B'Rishin. What's the difference? If you're not going to require a mochtocha koben hashmashes, so what's the difference? So what do you see from this gemara? That the best possible bedika in the world is a bedika ben hashmashes. So what's the azarur bringing you up? A raya that bedika ben hashmashes works because it sounds like it's a derabbanan. What's he talking about? Here's the answer, Rav Osai. Take a look at the kitzur yuchas nidah l'arosh. He's a very like a manual. Mamish the whole yuchas nidah b'ktsara. Mashatrichos Benos Yisrael Izob is Manazet. Mamesh, she goes through the whole Masechta in page Tzadi Zion in a few lines. Mamesh, the whole Masechta. He tells you what to do. He tells her what to do. Has the woman become muteris? What does she do? So slow. He says as follows. The acha sheyifsok adam, it's right the line of the gimel on the first column. Tivduk atme yofa yofa bebegat pishna lava, or besembe gefen lava. Tachni seyo ba osa makam lechorim will discuss. We'll discuss this later. Epsik Tara. Ubedika zu tia ben ashmashes biyom shetifsik ba mi liros. What? Wow. Take a look at the Madani Yad of Dalit. Sounds like Pasuk of Yehuda, Perek Tinokas. It's a Rechiyah. For customs of the Beis Yosef, Reish Shemekuf Sarivav, Gam Shampirish to Ben Hashmashas, Lav Davka, Ela B'Samachlo. You can't do a Hefzik Tav Ben Hashmashas. It's too late. Once it's past Shkia, so it's a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila, and then if it's a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila, you're cooked. Every book says today, you have to have Hefzik Tav before Shkia. We're talking about Hashmashas. We're talking about. I understand, but this is the only thing. This is the kitzen. All you have to know is this. All you need to know is this. And if I read this and this only, my impression is that the woman should do the bedika in Ben Hashmashas. How can it be? So the Beis Yosef said, Al Korchenu, it's Lav Davka, means some of the Ben Hashmashas. Okay. However. Perhaps not. Perhaps Bein Hashmashas is Kipshuto. Why? Because if Hefsik Tara is only with the Rabbanon, Rabosai, if Hefsik Tara is only with the Rabbanon, what's the cloud? Sveika the Rabbanon, Lekula. Since Bein Hashmashas is a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila, so therefore, if Hefsik Tara is done in the period of Bein Hashmashas, Givaldik. Tremendous, fantastic. He'll say, what, are you crazy? Gevaldik, fantastic. What are you talking about? Even if you want to say that, but the Yevet, it may be good, because it's fake at the Rabbanon Lekula, but that you should advocate it Lechatchila? That's what it sounds like. That's what Basti Soros do, Lechatchila? That sounds like it's complete craziness. How is that possible? It seems to be completely, completely impossible. How is it possible? It seems to be totally impossible. The answer is not so pushed. Where else do we find this concept of relying on the Sveik of the Rabbanon and Lekula of Ben Hashmashas for a particular reason? Anybody know? Sfiras HaOmer. Tosafot seems to advocate you should do Sfiras HaOmer B'davka Ben Hashmashas. Why? What do you want to have? Tmimis. This is Sveik of the Rabbanon and Lekula. L'chadchila you should do. And then when the Mechaber says, I'm a Daktikim, wait until after the Seis, the Mishnah Berurah explains, you know why? Because some posts complain that what? Sphir of Bizman Hazeh is Doraisa. Had it not been for that, we would have L'chadchil relied on the Sophie Ben Hashmash because we want to have Tamimus. Here too, since we see in the Gemara that the proper Bedika is Ben Hashkov Ben Hashmash, so L'chadchil should do the Bedika, the Hefzik Tara. Bein Hashmashas, that's as close as you can get to the actual Shiva Nekiyim. Wow. Mind boggling. And if that's the case, if this trial is correct, that's what the Ozeruah said. I'll bring you right from the Mishnah. Right, the Ozeruah is bringing this Raya, he's bringing over here, what? What's the Raya? The Raya is, you have a question, sorry?
Yeah, I was just wondering, maybe you can learn easy, you start before Bein Hashmashas.
Maybe it's Gemara means, but that's not what the Rosh said. The Rosh said, "Ubedika zu tia ben hashmashes." Tia ben hashmashes.
You want to read something? Rabbi's trying to say that the Rosh is not lechatchila because the Gemara says that's the best type. I was just saying the Rosh must have learned the Gemara. The Gemara means start doing hashmashes and don't.
How else?
Don't start before.
Right. Because otherwise, they should have said to the Basi Yisrael, "You better do what I tell every Basi Yisrael. You make sure to do the Hefzik Tara before Shkia." The moch, all right, we'll discuss the moch, whether you have to have, shouldn't have, blah, 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 details. You have to have the basics. Maybe all differently. The chiddush niflu menorah. And that would be the raya that's being brought. Again, there was a ruah sound. If I read it correctly, he seems to have some tires the rabbonah, according to Rashba, and the raya is from our sugya. What's the raya from? What do you see? A raya from Asugya? Yeah, the raya from Asugya is talking about Ben Ashmashas. Ben Ashmashas, lower Frisha, right? So, but you see klar that Ben Ashmashas is the best Bedika. That's the implication of the Mishnah and the Gemara as well. That could be pshat in that raya of the Oros. We'll look it up. Simon Shin Lamed Ches, or if you want to look up Taras Abayis on page, Reish Chav Tes in the second Chelik. That's how I read it. Now, subsequently, I discovered in the Rashba. Okay, I don't have it in front of me, but I'll give you the Marma Kovas, so you can look it up yourself. The Rashba is on Daf Lama Namad Alf. And you can look it up there in footnote 370, and the new Rashbas that we have, beautiful footnote of Rabbi Metzger. He says that Beferish Rashba that have Hefsek Tara Ben Ashmashes works. Feirish. And he says the footnote thinks it should depend on the Shaila, but the Hefsek Tara is the Rai, Hefsek Tara is the Rabbana. The Rosh seems to say that it is the Rabbana, the Tosh is the Rosh, and therefore you also be able to shita so that it works Ben Ashmashes. The Tur following the Rosh's lead is the same thing. The Chidushi Aran, that Aflamet, says exactly the same thing. Now the Pashup Shah the Gemara is that way. The Gemara seems to say that there could be a Tvila, there could be a Hefsek Tara, the Ben Ashmashes. Again, I'm not going into all these complex Gemaras. If you look for a minute on the Aflamet of an Aleph, that's again one of those 95 Tvilas. 95 Tvilas. Man, 95 Tvilas. So the Gemara has a whole pilpul, that should be 94, 95. I'm not going to tell you the Cheshbon, it'll take much too long. But the Gemara has a whole discussion of whether it should be an extra, one more, one less, etc., etc. It should only be 94. It shouldn't be 95. Again, without going into the story. Kagon, this fifth line, Shebaz defanenu bein ashmashes, the avina la tefila yaserta. She came to us bein ashmashes. Oh, quick, make Hefsek Tara. The Pashup Shad is Gemara, is that a Hefsek Tara is going to work bein ashmashes. So then the Tziv points us out of it, and this is quoted by the footnote. The Tziv points out in the sugya that it seems that you can make Hefsek Tara ben Ashmashes. The Tziv is Dolcha D'Raya. Maybe you should, if you make Hefsek Tara ben Ashmashes, it's a possibly good Hefsek. We're not sure. So the bylaw is going to be awesome to wait the next day. But for Tvila B'Zmana Mitzah 95 times, the first 94 will not be matched on the bylaw, so therefore you should do it. That's how the Tziv rejects the Raya from this sugya. But the Pashup Shah on the Rashba is not that way. It's not that way. The Netziv throws in an extra twist. The Netziv says there's no way that Ben Ashmashas could work. But the Rosh says so, the Tur says so, the Ran says so, the Rosh says so. Yeah, he says like this. We have to make sure that she stopped bleeding before Shkia. But he said if a woman will insert a Bedika cloth during Ben Ashmashas and find it absolutely clean, this to the Netziv is a raya, and she stopped bleeding before the Shkia. Had she bled after the Shkia, there'd still be some residue lying around throughout the Ben Ashmashas. Interesting Kiddush. Now, if we don't hold that way, Lamaisa, what does that mean? Either we argue at the Rosh Bibitzitz and say, no, she could have seen a drop of blood after the sun set, and it just quickly ran out of the system, and by the time she checked herself 10 minutes later, it was gone. Or we might argue in the lumdus, which will come to, I guess, probably tomorrow, the lumdus of why that could be argued with even on the base of lumdus. But let's put that aside. Fine. Now, the Rambam seems to hold that Hefsek Tara is the Oraisa. If you look there in Taras Abayas, page Reish Lamed, he quotes in Surah B in a few places, Perek Vav, Halacha Chof and Chof Gimel. Those are the two riots that he brings. And the Rambam seems to hold that Hefsek Tara is a din de Oraisa against the preferred sheet of the Tosas Arash. Rambam says, Neither Shabbat Gatsa Batochim Enidasa Matza Shaposa Gadam. So we say, so she waited. If Ben Ashmash is Lobot Gatsma, mashmos of the Rambam is that you have to do that hefsek tara is a din d'oraisa. When describing how to get out, he keeps saying hefsek tara. There has to be hefsek tara. If there's no hefsek tara, it doesn't work. It sounds like it's a real din. These Rambam is talking on a level of d'oraisa. Okay. So if you didn't check, you would have to actually bring a korban misafek. That's a poshup shot in the Gemara here on Afsam Echesam and Aleph from Osai. It's considered to be a Safek Zava. Take a look over here on Afsam Echesam and Aleph. Our sugya. The Gemara says, right over here, second wide line, Bishlam a Safek Zava Amina. Right? So you see the kind of Safek Zava. According to the Rosh, if some of the Rosh holds it in the Rabbanon, the Safek Zava is Lavdafka. It doesn't really mean it's a Safek Zava on a level of Doraisa. No. There's no real korban at all. You find this elsewhere. The Rabban, if you recall, we had this before, a few weeks ago, on Afnun Beis and Mid Beis, where Rashi seemed to say, based on the Pashup Shad the Gemara, of a Safek korban, that some of it could be Doraisa. That was at Shver Rashi. I can tell you the rest. There's no Hargosha. Right? So the Ramban said it's Lav Davka. Lav Davka. So the same as Lav Davka over there. Here too it possibly could be Lav Davka. Fine. Now Rabosai, a little bit of an analysis of the sugi itself. We're going to start the analysis today. Hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to complete it. Tomorrow Shir at 11:30, right? So make sure, regular time. See out of the Shemai. Okay. So in the Mishnah, there seems to be conflicting inferences. What if a woman didn't check at all? The first part of the Mishnah says, if she found herself tahora, then she's becheskes tahara. If she checked herself during Shabbos. Fine. Second part says, if she checked herself and found herself tameya, she's becheskes tameya. I'll ask you a shayla. What if she didn't check herself at all? Conflicting inferences, right? Must you check? Is the only time you're tar when you check and you find yourself tar? Or is the only time you're tame when you check and find yourself tame? It's a conflict of inferences. That's the question. What's pshat? So if you look in the Tosfos HaRosh over here, Tosfos HaRosh, Nida Shabbat Kabiyom Zayin Matzah Tahora. Mashma, everyone with me? It's parallel to the line which is underneath the Gemara, between the Gemara and Tosis. Just do make a left turn, you'll see. Nida Shabbat Gav Zayin Matzah Torah. Mashatama the Batka the Zayin Matzah Torah. Hello Batka, Habib Cheskas Tuma. But Fakert, the Sefer, Batka the Zayin Matzah Tame, Tama the Shakas Matzah Tame, Tama the Batka Matzah Tame. Hello Batka, Habib Cheskas Tara. Rabbi Yisrael, what's going on? A conflict in the inferences. Yikul HaMeimar, the Reish HaKilo Botka B'Shvi Havya B'Cheskas Tuma Shum De'ach HaYomim Motza Tomei V'Seif HaKilo Botka Havya B'Cheskas Tahara Shum De'ach HaYomim Botka U'Motza Tahara. So the first instinct of the Rosh is, if she didn't check at all on the seventh day, and she then checked later and found no dam, then it should be okay. So that means that you really don't need a cheskes tara so much, hefsek tara so much. Of course, the Rosh Lushitoso, whole hefsek tara is the Rabbanon. So if you don't have it, so maybe, you know, if you didn't see that there was anything wrong on that day, maybe you could survive. That's how he begins. But then he goes further. Avol Yev Shalom HaKein. Dim lo botka b'shvid, dim akmina lo b'cheskes tara. Afal pisha rosa vada bishishi, the maishlak shabotka bishvi mosa tome, shimshonu hachosh and loma shema rosa bishmini, uvichi vasiri nami. Yeah. Shabotka bishishi mosa tome, yeshlan alocha shema rosa bishvi, shua dain be made tumma, virosa gambichi vasiri, the malachashash gilmiyamim, machmas ria shal shvi, malachashash dalyamim, machmas yoma shishi. He doesn't see why it's, if you don't have, it's no half stick, it's no half, no good. Hilkach nira du adin lo batka b'shvi matza lo batka b'shvi. It's going to be no good. El b'shishi b'shayamim afirish rak shal afirish b'tabach amel ayamim v'gam b'en ashma shal afirish b'ch ayamim batka matza tar or is a becheskas tumah. No efsek tarish is becheskas tumah. By the Nakat Balkat Biyom Shvi, what's a tummy? Lav Dafka. Hello, I did. Kviacha Mishar Yomim. I'm going to boil the mystery between Ashmash and Lorfisha, Nakat Ami Bashi Shachris. According to the Rosh, the bottom line is there's no Hefsek Tara. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. Finished. That's it. Period. That's it. Gamar. Oh. Rabbi Sai, what'll happen if a woman did not check herself physically, but what we'll call nosnodato, she focused mentally in her mind. Is there dam? Is there no dam? Is there dam? Is there no dam? What's it then? Take a look on the Chavas Das, Rabosai. Take a look, please, on the Chavas Das. In Simen Chuf Tzad Yivav, Sivkot Gimel. Question is as follows. On the right line. Oh, this is a very important Chavas Das, a very lengthy Chavas Das. It's trying to get you a little excerpt. Somewhere through in this Chavas Das, he tells you a few times, you absolutely have to do a bedika. If she didn't do a bedika, then there's nothing doing. It quotes the poskim, the Beis Yosef says, she calls the gabi bedika schorm stock on bezayin akim. If she's a chorus, awadid or raisa. So you have to have a bedika b'chor on the stockim, and the mere fact that you think that nothing was going on will not help. Will not help. Won't be helpful. Won't work. That's the thrust of the Chavas Das in Simen Kuf Tzad Yivav Sivkot Gimel. It's the same thing about Shiva Nekiyim, for reasons we'll get to when we discuss the Shiva Nekiyim. But for the moment, as we're discussing the Hefsek Tara. And there are individuals who disagree and say no. It's enough that she thinks and she focuses, and she knows nothing's coming. This itself could be the equivalent, at least on the level of the Raisa, of Hefsek Tara, and maybe we can even rely upon the Rabbanan in a case in which there is absolutely no alternative. Maybe for Bein Hashmashes, she'll sit there from Shkia, and I don't know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, she'll sit there and focus on nothing else, but this very point. I'm sorry? Let's first see if it works even at the level of Doraisa. If you take a look at the Biurim of the Bari HaShulchan Kuf Sarivav Aleph, the Mamasal Kedei. Quotes the Chavas Das. The question is Maka. That's where the Maka comes. It's all the Maka problem. Oh. Bizkachuva also? Where's the Bizkachuva? We'll probably get to it a little bit later. I'm trying to read over here what it says. Oh, he says as follows. Hekilu the Samchu al Zed is coming from Avnei Malu over here. Shenil senes leiv lifnos era ve'ena margeshesh b'tziyas dam min amokor. V'chol shvin zeh kehef sektar. In fact, as she thinks about it, that can suffice for a hef sektar. And there's a discussion here of a woman who keeps seeing blood on the same side of the bedikah cloth, always in the corner. So some posts can say here, that's going to work. But that seems to be a proof positive that the blood is all coming from one corner. From one corner. Oh. This leads us to the discussion of, you know, what happens in a case in which she just thinks about it. So here in the same page, in the same Barbari HaShulchan, page Resh, page Zion, in the earlier Birum, Bodek is quoted to Tosfos HaRosh, that says it's only the Rav, holding it's only the Rabbanon. And some say it's the Rambam is Mashmah, it's a Din D'Oraisa. Din D'Oraisa, and they quote to Miri that way, and Adaf, Daf Samach Aleph, and Aleph, you'd bring a Korban. You'd bring a Korban. I, the Rashbam, said it's the Rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanon, you don't have to bring a Korban. And he says as follows. Heich, name of the Bina, this is the first white line in the Biur. The Bina, the Bina, have Siktam in that Torah. To be Kevin, she odasi, she lo her gisha, beriyas dam. Hare heder, har goshe, mochiach, she lo roas, o dam. The Rov Yom, bar goshe, bom, as the Rambam says. So let her just think about it. She thinks about it. So then what? It's going to prove that there is no har goshe. If there's no har goshe, there can be no dam. There's no dam, so then she cannot possibly be a nida d'oraisa. So who needs a kedika cloth? Let's just think about it, focus. Why can't that suffice? That's the question. So, our time is up. We'll leave it with this question. You can think about it yourselves. Then tomorrow, we'll continue with this important discussion of Hefsek Tara, and I hope to be able to start a little bit of the Yom Shiva Nikim. We'll do the best we can. I'm not sure if we'll get that far. But again, it'll be Shia tomorrow, and Tuesday, and Wednesday. Bashir was out of the Shmaya. Thursday, maybe, from Eretz Yisrael. We'll see if that can be worked out.
Just
said Shiva is outside. Thank you. If anybody's interested in the Hazar Shiva with the past few days, come see him. Are we
even
closer to the Kamsun right now?
That's part of the question.
Then will it affect the now? That's the whole part of the question. Complex question.